Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of the Duhheads Patreon.
Hey, everybody.
We also have Stone Fox Detroit.
Hell yeah.
Host of American Death Camp.
Hi, everybody.
He's here, and he's, you know, the sound quality might sound a little different because we don't have three mics, but he's on an external mic that's recording into my laptop that we're then going to mishmash everything together.
He's on the old Couch Philosopher mic, I think.
That's a different one.
No, that's not it.
That's the Snowball.
Yeah, that's the snowball.
See, you returned it like a G.
Lulu, go to bed. Every time we start recording, she wants to be in the show. It's
well,
okay.
Now there's more people, so she's worked up.
She's thrown off. She's thrown through a loop. Emmett came here. Go. Emmett flew in from Iowa.
Yes.
Initial thoughts on where I'm from. Initial thought, not from, I guess, live.
The little pocket that you live in is palatial.
Palatial.
But it's outside of that I'm not sure.
Outside of this area is fucking nuts, dude.
Palatial is a fucking word.
Yeah, palatial estate.
What a word. Never heard that one.
It means palace-like.
Damn!
It means palace-like.
That's a little much. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it is what it is. Fucking,
My trip was partially funded by the Fighter and the Kids subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to make sure that there's no bullying going on.
Oh, from Bappa.
Yes.
Yeah, Bappa sent you over.
Yes, Bappa's been watching.
Well, we do have one cease and desist on our hands, but now we have the one from Bappa.
Yes.
Bappa is you. So you're here to serve me. That's why
I'm here to investigate see if there will be a serving in process.
You know, it's so funny. This morning we were like having coffee and I was like, what if you were here to just fucking investigate me and you're filming all this secretly?
Yeah, what if he's the Fed all along?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I've already thought about it. I've already considered. I have notes on all of you.
But my phone's been audio recording the whole time.
Oh yeah, there you go. I haven't really said anything incriminating.
Well, I think in California you can't do that.
Yeah, so welcome. Yeah. Well, he's a Fed, though. He's a Fed. Here, he can do whatever he wants.
Welcome to China.
Yeah, we do things outside the bounds of the law.
Welcome to China, Ching Chong, Emmett.
So you guys got some McDonald's on your way back late last night, right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Did you get bagels? I saw they have bagels, and that's got me wondering.
McDonald's has bagels?
Yeah, dude, they announced having bagels.
They have it here?
I don't know. I just saw they announced it.
Not in this area. Not in this neck of the woods.
Probably in New York.
They don't like them.
Those pockets.
They don't like them. That's so funny.
There's a whole
crazy
Facebook group devoted to the bagel breakfast sandwich. And they let you know where it is available in the country.
That is pretty wild. They love their bagels.
Oh, we got to make sure that we're in the right area. Speaking of, you mentioned Bappa. Have you seen their new show? Brian Callen's newest show?
No.
Shit.
Spicy Sit Downs.
What the?
Oh, it's not How Do I Get Out of a Rape?
No.
Right. That would have been a good one. You have Chris D'Elia on the second mic.
No, his other show is How to Rape. But no, he has a show called Spicy Sit Downs. And it's literally just Hot Ones. But like a shitty version of Hot Ones. And he has on like these shitty guests. And this is the best thing. So it's safe to say that Brian Callen, whether you like him or not, is a professional comedian. And he makes a living doing media and entertainment, right? So if you're going to host a show professionally and it's your job, like this for us is a hobby, right? Like,
yeah, I have fun doing this.
This is a hobby that we get paid for. So like the production is not that of which if we were making a living doing this, the production would be way higher.
Oh yeah.
He has a, it's so funny. He has a wide lens camera. So he's just filming it on an iPhone. And then for like the Instagram clips, it just like they just crop it to where it's like one person. So like you would think if you were running something like professionally, you would be filming on an iPhone vertically, right?
And then have other cameras.
And then have another camera. So like he's just filming it on a sideways iPhone and then warping and adjusting,
making it look like a multi-cam setup.
No, not even. It's just a single cam setup. But what he's doing is when he puts on the clips, because the aspect ratio is different, he's like stretching the image, so it looks like a fucking toddler is like posting the clips. It's fucking insane.
So he's the only one doing this. Obviously, he's his own producer.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know, but like
he's got to be running at low on money.
He has to be. Okay. Let's get into some Fighter and the Kid lore. So there's, they have like done math on how much money they probably make.
Oh God.
And like Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia are basically like indentured servants to Bappa because they've lost everything to the rape allegations. So Brian Callen has rape allegations. And then, Chris D'Elia has pedophile allegations.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.